Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Yeah, ahead of the All-Ireland football final this Sunday between Donegal and Kerry, we are on the hunt to find the county with the best fans. So we've brought together some of our favourite Kerry and Donegal people to find out who has the officially, well, who officially has the best fans out there. Representing Team Donegal, News Talk Daily podcast host, Ciara Doherty, with me in studio. How are you doing?
Whipping myself.
Ciara's here with a flag attached to her microphone today in true supporter fashion. On the line, digital content creator, Micheál Brennan. Many, of course, know Micheál as Donegal Daddy on Instagram. How are you doing, Micheál?
I'm ready to go.
Brilliant. That's Team Donegal. And representing Team Kerry, we have our own off the ball presenter and proud Kerry man, Eoin Sheehan, is with me today.
Andrea, how's it going?
Not bad. You're all set?
All set. I'm looking over at the bay here in Waterville with the Mikko statue in one eye and the Charlie Chaplin statue in the other eye.
Ah, brilliant.
I'm earthing myself, cleansing myself after my Donegal experience.
Yeah, good. And Kerry journalist Aideen O'Connell is with us as well. Aideen, good afternoon.
Hi, Andrea. I feel sick.
don't feel a bit sick. Listen, this is all a bit of crack and a bit of fun, but we do want to try to find the truest Donegal and Kerry supporters out there. Right, we are going to get started. Are we ready?
No, I feel sick too, but
no,
okay.
You're good. Yeah, you're ready to go. Right, we're all ready. Right, so Team Donegal, just to recap, Ciara and Micheál, and representing Team Kerry, we have Eoin and Aideen, and we're going to ask you all a series of questions individually. And yeah, we'll try and find the best possible loyal supporters out there. Ciara Doherty, I'm going to start with you. Are you ready?
Yes, ready as I'll ever be.
Right.
I am not well thinking about this.
Here we go. Donegal has one of Ireland's national parks. What is it called?
Yes, I love it. Glenveagh.
Boom, well done. Eoin Sheehan, joining us from County Kerry. Waterville, in your beloved county, has a statue of which entertainer?
Charlie Chaplin. I'm looking at him right now.
I know you are. I heard you say that and I thought, damn it, we needed to change that question. Micheál, joining us from Donegal this lunchtime. Name one of Ireland's most important fishing ports in County Donegal.
Killybegs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on.
3 out of 3 so far. Right, Aideen and Kerry, to level it up for Team Kerry.
If you get it wrong,
I'm going to hang up on you, right? What is the most infamous dolphin known to swim around Dingle for 3 decades?
Fungi.
Yes, it most certainly is.
Done.
Right, top marks, round one. We've got 4 out of 4. Ciara Doherty. Etna Patricia Nivrenon is a singer and composer born in County Donegal, but by what name is she better known?
Enya?
She sure is.
Oh,
thank God for that.
That's tricky.
Eoin Sheehan, Kerry beat Donegal by 113 to 7 points in round 3 of the league. Where was that game played?
That game was played in Killarney.
It sure was. Fair play. Right, we're top marks so far. Micheál, the town of Buncrana is located in which peninsula?
Enniscillen.
It sure is.
Enniscillen.
Yes, God, lads, you really do know your counties.
I know we all studied for this, even though nobody else has been admitted apart from me. But I mean, this is pride of the county stuff, Andrea.
I love it. Aideen, name this Jim McCann song.
She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer.
Easy money.
Not her beauty alone.
Do you know the answer, Aideen?
Rose and Tralee.
It sure is. Right, folks, we are 8 out of 8. We need to make things a little bit trickier for our Team Donegal, Team Kerry contestants today. Ciara, in what year did Jim McGuinness step down from managing Donegal after a successful reign?
Oh, this is tricky. I don't know this. This is
you
this
know
is
it.
What's going to separate the wheat from the chaff. Oh, let's. So the last All Ireland was 2014.
Go.
2014. It sure is.
Yeah.
Whether it was a guess or not, you got it right. We'll take it. Okay, Eoin Sheehan, the first established national park of Ireland is in County Kerry. Can you name the park?
Oh God! It feels like is this a like an obvious one? Killarney National Park.
You are correct. Owen Sheehan. Oh, yes, well done. Right, Micheál, who managed Donegal in the 2005 season?
2005? That would have been Brian McGaver.
You were very close.
Don't tell me.
It is a Bundoran manager. Hotelier.
Brian McAniff.
It's Brian McAniff. Oh, that's okay. We're close. That was a tough one. We're close. Right, okay. It is Kerry leading by 1 point. But as we'll find out on Sunday, the tables can turn. Aideen, which house in County Kerry was the home of Irish leader Daniel O'Connell?
Oh my God, I know where the beach is. Derry Nan.
She's got it.
She's got
Derry Nan is correct. Yes, okay, right, we're on the
Brilliant.
Home stretch, folks.
Is this the last question?
It's the last question each, okay? Which is the highest peak in County Donegal?
The highest mountain in Donegal.
Highest
mountain.
Peak.
Oh, Mount Errigal.
Mount Errigal is the correct answer. Owen Sheehan, who is the only Kerry manager to have won 8 All-Ireland titles, including 4 as a player?
That'll be Mick O'Dwyer.
It is indeed Mick O'Dwyer. Micheál, who is this Donegal singer?
They don't have him in Kerry.
Ah.
Do you know
that
the
is,
answer?
The next president of Ireland, Daniel O'Donnell.
Love it. It sure is. On both fronts, Daniel O'Donnell. And finally, Aideen, Patrick O'Sullivan returned as Kerry GAA chairman in 2022. But what was his nickname?
Oh, Jesus. I have a clue.
There's a lot of cursing in the last couple of minutes.
That's a hard question. I have no idea.
Take a punt. Patrick O'Sullivan.
There was controversy over it and singing the song.
Okay, no. I didn't get to give my fella clues.
Ciarán O'Doherty wished in the corner there, right? Returned as Kerry GAA chairman in 2022. What is his nickname?
I don't know, lads. I skipped that one.
Take a guess.
That's hard.
Any guess?
I haven't a clue. Cat. That's such a bad guess.
What did you say?
I was just like, Paz.
Cat?
Paz.
As in C-A-T?
No, P-A-T.
Pat, sorry. Aideen, it is the wrong answer. The correct
what
answer, Owen Sheehan is?
The bag
was the answer.
The bag.
Oh, lads. Okay, right. We are at a draw.
Thank God for that.
It is an absolute tiebreaker time. Okay, we're going to ask all 4 of you for your answers, and the closest answer to the tiebreaker wins the greatest Donegal Kerry fan competition here in Lunchtime Live. So, in the same order, Ciarán O'Doherty, what is the distance from Donegal Town to Tralee? In kilometres.
Oh, not a notion. Okay, can I...
And no Googling. I know you're...
Yes.
Do not Google. Put those phones away.
Okay, I am going to go with 412.
412. Owen Sheehan?
501.
501. Micheál Brennan?
What did Ciara say?
Donegal Town to Tralee.
375.
And Aideen O'Connell.
Is this Donegal to Tralee?
Donegal Town to Tralee, just to be precise about it, in kilometres. Like, the closest will win.
380.
The winner of our tiebreaker competition for the best fans. The answer from Donegal Town to Tralee is 381 kilometres, which means Aideen O'Connell has won it for Team Kerry. Congratulations. I will never be saying that ever again, and definitely not on Sunday. But thanks a million for being such great sports here on Lunchtime Live today. You're looking forward to the match, though, Micheál. I've no doubt you'll be tuned in or there on Sunday.
There on Sunday on the hill. Thank God.
Thank God. You finally got it. What about you, Aideen?
I'll be there up in the Devon.
You'll be there as well. Owen Sheehan, I don't need to ask you this question.
But the only question is, what jersey am I wearing? I've been painted as a Donegal fan on social media all week.
Yeah,
so
well, you know you're a true Donegal fan when you made it to Daly's Donegal website, courtesy of Michael Daly this week, because Owen was pictured with my mother outside our pub, the Railway Bar, proudly supporting Donegal. And Ciara Doherty is very much on the hunt.
Yeah, I do not have a ticket. My mother is booked on the John McGinley bus for Sunday morning at 8:30.
So there's a babysitter got, but no ticket.
No, she's coming up for the ticket that I don't have yet.
Right.
So
well,
no pressure, but all the pressure.
We don't want it to be a waste of trip for Mrs. Doherty. We will have to try and get Ciara Doherty a ticket. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Folks, thanks a million for joining us. Ciara Doherty, Owen Sheehan, Aideen O'Connell, Micheál Brennan. We'll have to leave you with our winning choice song today. Today, of course, the Rose of Tralee. We'll be back in a few moments.
The summer, yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insuranceBroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.